No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the trainer,
take me to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. And at least for the first segment, our special guest, live from Air Venture. Well, actually, Dennis and Jim are at Air Venture. That'd be Captain Jim. So we got a full crew remotely connected to, the Woodstock of aviation this week at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Dennis, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing fantastic.
Okay, so he's on location with his microphone, and then we got Jim on his cell phone. Because he's at the, are you at the flight line, Jim, or where are you at exactly?
Yeah, I'm actually out there in home-built parking.
Okay, home-built, because you got your new RV7 right there on display, showcasing it, trying to win awards and stuff, or what? What are you doing?
Yeah, the wife's pretty keen on winning an award with it, so she's got all the signs made up and put out and telling the story of building it and all that. So, yeah, we're out here. I'm just sort of sitting here watching airplanes fly by and answering questions of people that walk by.
Yeah.
Nice day.
Yeah,
we had some rough weather when I got here, little brother.
Yeah, but you got that plane, that new plane you put together, it weathered the storm fine, and you got in there.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So what exactly are you up for? Is there really is an award you might pick up for a nice-looking plane or what?
Yeah,
what?
What
are the categories?
There's workmanship, and then I guess the one I'm confident we might have a shot at is the newest airplane here, because I got my airworthy certificate May 8th, and I know a guy that won it one year, and I think he had like a May 16th. So I may be the youngest airplane here.
Okay, so newest airplane, but I mean, I would imagine they have what, nicest paint job, coolest looking airframe?
No, I don't think they do it that way, do they, Dennis?
I've only heard like the Golden Lindy, which is on like fabrication quality and things like that.
Yeah. They have like five different categories that they judge it on, safety and workmanship, fit
right,
and finish, all that stuff. I don't know. I just put it together. They can look at it. Airplane speaks for itself.
Well, it didn't sound like you did your homework. Sounds like you don't know who to pay off.
I leave that up to Smokey. She knows who to pay off.
Okay. Well, and that's a whole other way to look at things. I'm sure she could work her magic. So I look forward to getting a full report on what award you pulled for your new RV7, but it got you there to Air Venture. You're showing off. You're fielding a lot of questions about this kit plane you put together that we've been talking about for the last year or so. But what's the number one question you're getting? Like why or what?
I'm gonna tell you what the most peculiar question was, and I thought I was on candid camera or something.
Yeah.
This guy came up to me and he said, "Are you on Just Plain Radio from time to time?" I said, "This can't be real because I know they don't have any listeners."
Well, that would have been mom or dad.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he actually did.
Well, how about that?
But yeah, mostly people are marveling at the paint. And we got a really good paint job and a really good interior. And they're just saying how beautiful it looks. And it does look beautiful.
It does. You know, I've seen the pictures. I haven't seen it in person like Dennis. But from the pictures, it looks really sleek, cool red, gray, and white, right? Is that the color scheme?
No, it's actually what you call white is actually a gray. And I was kind of displeased with it because it looks white when you're standing up close to it.
Yeah.
But when you get about 100 yards away from it, it's real obvious that it's gray.
So gray and red, or gray and maroon, or what? What is the red color you use?
I say maroon and gray. How's that?
All right, or mauve and lavender.
No, there ain't no mauve about that.
No, there it is. It's a darker red or a maroon, I guess. But yeah, a very attractive looking aircraft for sure. And all right, so that was your wackiest question. Are they asking you any like common questions, like how long it took you? You know, that kind of thing.
And I have to say, well, we pounded the first rivet February of 2013,
But heck, we didn't do anything on it for like 5 years.
Right.
So, you know, and yeah, so, you know, I really barreled down the last 14 months. Well, you know, you haven't seen me around. And and so, you know, we were putting in, you know, 10-hour days, you know, 8-10 days a month on this. So, you know, it's not the normal build timeline.
Right.
You know. Then a half hour here.
Well, the way you built your aircraft is similar to how I'm going about getting my flight certificate. You know, we're seeing how long
I stretch
this journey out.
I actually built the aircraft.
I just walked right into that. Yeah.
I don't think you're.
Hey, don't knock it. You might get an award for longest time it took to build your RV7.
No, there's a lot of people taking a lot longer than
that. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, there's that. But are you flying it around AirVenture during the day at all, or are you just kind of parked?
No. It's too busy out here.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like it. I'm just, this is the first day, so mm-hmm. I've just been sitting by the airplane. I got to go talk to a couple of vendors and get some avionics updates and stuff like that, and then my cousin's coming in and his RV-10 later in the week, and Smokey's son, who probably couldn't tell a helicopter from an airplane, he showed up today and he's all in awe of this. So,
uh-huh.
You know, it's like I tell you every time you talk to me about these things. It's
well,
the people,
yeah.
You know. So we're having a good time
as always.
Looks like the weather is finally going to be cooperative. I came in here and there was huge cracks in the earth because it's so dried out. And now, well, Dennis can tell you, it's just a big mud fest.
Well, that just goes with the territory. We're taping the show today on a Monday for Just Plain Radio, just so we can get a kind of before or beginning of AirVenture. And then next week we'll cover, you know, the rest of the week and stuff. So that explains why he's talking about Monday, even though people are hearing this on Saturday. But yeah, it was a little wet arriving into AirVenture for both of you guys. Is that right, Dennis?
Actually, I managed to dodge the storms. I flew in Friday and got in ahead of everything. But about 2 hours later, it turned into a mud pit.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And was that the same for you, Jim, with your aircraft?
Yeah, it was real dry when I got here.
Okay.
And I got here Wednesday morning about 10:30. And then like I said, it was arid here, but then I think we got in 3 days, we got over 6 inches of rain.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a little bit moist.
I gotcha. Is that making it difficult for the planes to arrive? Right now or at the beginning?
That was. They closed the field and they got no. They got whole sections that they can't park airplanes on because the ground is too soft.
Uh-huh.
They had actual campers, RV campers, lined up off the field because they couldn't bring them in. It's too wet.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody say, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard them say there were 1,000 RVs waiting to get in here.
Oh, geez. Well, I do expect them to break records, especially if the weather continues on to get progressively better. Hopefully it'll dry out a little bit there by the weekend.
Yeah, well, the wind's blowing pretty good, and it's dry now, and the sun's out, and it looks like it's going to be a great week.
Yeah. Well, other than avionics updates and things, do you already have your sights set on some new products to, you know, enhance your new RV7 accordingly there at AirVenture, or what?
I'm not sure my airplane can be enhanced.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pleased with it. Yeah. Right now, we're just trying to see if there's any little things. There's nothing big, you know, that we're thinking, oh, we should have done this or should have done that.
Right.
But in the main, we're pretty pleased with it. But it's like anything else, you know, you set up a new camper or you move into a new house or go into a new office, you got to figure out where everything goes.
Yeah, just little accessory type stuff. And then you're going to focus on places to fly this thing, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to take it up to New York to the Lake Champlain and finally get my boat in the water this summer. I haven't done that yet because I've been so busy on this.
When are you going to bring it back to Orlando and take me for a ride?
I am going to bring it to Orlando, but I don't know anything about any rides.
get your license, and then maybe he'll take you for a ride.
Yeah,
we got to have some kind of incentive in your training to make it, you know, give you some motivation.
Yeah, well, now you know it's never going to happen. Thanks a lot. Jeez. Oh, you guys.
No, well, I'll probably bring it down there in October, I think.
October, okay.
But we'll stay up there in the Northeast, and I'll go up the boat on my off days. And there's a lot of cool places to fly in the Northeast, and I've got a couple in mind, but I'd like to do the surprise thing with Smokey, so I won't say them because I've learned today that you do have listeners, and God forbid she be one of them, and I let the cat out of the bag.
We have listener, and we thank him accordingly. But all right, Jim, well, you have a great air adventure, and we got more coming up from the Woodstock of Aviation next on Just Plane Radio. There goes a plane now. That might have been Jim.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
About this time, someone is telling you to get on the plane. Get on the plane, get on the plane. I say, you, I'm getting in the plane. In the plane. Let Evel Knievel get on the plane. I'll be in here with you folks in uniform.
I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high, yeah, I be flying high, shawty. I be flying high, it take long to get this fly. If you ain't up on my level, disappear, please don't reply. Bye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis right now, who is on location at Air Venture 2019. Now, we are recording the show, so it's at the beginning of the event, recording on a Monday afternoon. So after day one, Dennis has already covered quite a bit of stuff. He's, you know, hobnobbing with Jim and Smokey, talking about their new RV7. They are off showcasing it, and Smokey is evidently politicking for awards. So if you see that RV7 in a gray maroon paint job, give them the big thumbs up. Maybe they'll, you know, bring home an award or at least an accolade. We'll go. It's at least something. It's an impressive looking vehicle, right, Dennis?
It sure is. And I sure would love to see them get an award for all the work that they put into it. It'd be great to see, you know, a write-up in Sport Aviation Magazine as well when they win the award, because they usually go and do a really in-depth article on the building of the plane and the people around it. So
yeah,
I'd look forward to it. Jim deserves it.
Well, Jim and Smokey are some of the most social aviation enthusiasts I've ever met and never come across. And if you've ever met them, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, search them out, find that RV7, and tell them Greg from Scuba Radio sent you. And just like that other guy, which was probably Dad. But regardless, you know, it's good stuff. Now, you have been wandering the grounds. I mean, from what you've seen so far, the rain that Jim and you guys were talking about, has it put a little damper on day one or not really?
Not really on day one. It put a lot of damper on the arrivals, though.
Yeah.
The Mooney Caravan, they weren't actually even able to get in until Sunday afternoon, and I still don't know how they managed to get in. The field was closed to anything that did not have Tundra tires is how the message had gone out. Yet
yeah,
they must have found a high spot to be able to park all the Moonies on, so I'm glad that they were able to finally get in. But mm-hmm, it was really messing up arrivals. They didn't open the field up to general traffic until about 4 in the afternoon on Sunday.
Wow.
And then they had to shut it down at 7 because they ran out of parking. Because like Jim said, a lot of the spaces are underwater. And so hopefully by the end of the week, it'll loosen up a little bit as it dries out more. They'll be able to open up more parking. But it's definitely was a little quieter this morning for opening day, I think, because a lot of people are still trying to get in from the surrounding airports that they've had to divert to.
Well, you got to be flexible. That's right. You know, weather's the weather. So hopefully, like you said, it'll dry out a little bit and the rest of people will be able to get in. But folks like you that had a little, you know, front leeway there, snuck in before the weather shut down the airfield there on Sunday and what, I guess, Saturday afternoon, evening, too. Right.
Yeah. Well, it all started Friday night. Actually, we made the decision to leave Friday night from Minneapolis because we saw that the forecast was for no thunderstorms.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to on Saturday, and I'm like, I'm just let's go, let's get out of here now. The camper's already there. We brought that in on Monday, so we had a spot right next to Jim and Smokey in the campground. So let's just get the airplane over there. It's only an hour and a half flight. We're done.
Right.
And it was. It was fantastic. We only had two other people on the Fisk approach coming in that late at night.
Hmm. Okay. So you got in. You got in on day one. You got around to a lot of vendors and have seen a lot so far. So give us the rundown. What's catching your eye?
Well, went and met up with some of our friends, you know, like the folks at Apario, had to go check out their booth. And it's greatly expanded now that they bought AeroV. They have actually got a flight simulator in their booth now, so they can showcase the Stratuses and also the AeroV software. And they've got AeroV actually being used as the flight sim displays. So they've got two different iPads up there showing you their synthetic vision and also the movie map piece of it. So that was really fun. Austin got to try it flying that around. And we watched Chris Garber fly a Cirrus jet in the sim there. So that was pretty neat. They're really going all out with the AeroV acquisition here, so good for them.
Yeah.
Went over to Avidyne's booth to say hi to them this morning and bumped into our friend Baron Pilot. So if anybody's been following his adventures on YouTube, he's been down to the Keys with his friends and flying all around and with his new Continental engines and his Baron. So it was good to meet up with him. And
okay. Well, so despite having him on Just Plane Radio a few weeks ago, he's still agreed to chat with you and acknowledge your presence.
He did. It was kind of neat. You know, he actually remembered me, and actually he's looking at putting together a Bahamas flyout and wants to get us involved with that potentially.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good sign. Wow. Usually, you know, after a first impression like that, we don't hear from them again because, well, they've learned better.
Well, maybe because you didn't get to spend that much time with them at Sun and Fun. So
true. That's what it is. We'll go with that. But yeah, so he's down out there just kind of working the crowd and setting up some more trips. So what else caught your eye?
So the one that caught my eye is a brand new vendor I've never seen here at AirVenture before, and that was Duluth Trading Company.
Really?
Really. You know the fire hose pants people?
Right, right.
Well, they definitely know their audience because they had a whole big display of the buck naked underwear.
Okay.
With airplanes on it.
Oh, with They had underwear adorned under, or well, airplane adorned underwear.
And for just for you, Greg, I should go get you a pair too because they have drones on them.
Really? Okay, that sounds good. Yeah. What makes their underwear unique? I forget. I see their commercials all the time.
No pinch, no stink, no sweat.
Oh, wow. Well, all three of those sound appealing when it comes to undergarments.
Essential here at Oshkosh.
No stink. I wonder how they pull that one off. But all right.
Charcoal.
So you bought some?
Two pair,
really? A drone and an aircraft?
No, it's all the same.
All airplanes.
It's all different airplanes.
So little tiny airplanes all over your underwear.
Yep. Just like a little kid.
Yeah. Are you going to show this off on justplainradio.com?
Well, I probably won't model them, but we could certainly feature that up on
the website. Yeah. Don't do that. We want to keep traffic going in the right direction.
We got to keep a website safe for work.
Parent safe or, yeah, we don't have to. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So you'll have to showcase. But everybody's buying airplane underwear at AirVenture is what you're telling me.
There was a line at least 7-8 people deep, so they definitely know their audience.
How about that? Aviation enthusiasts are very, they're just excited. They're passionate. Yeah. And everything that you can put an airplane on, why not? Underwear. The only thing is, the only one's going to see that is you in the mirror and maybe someone you're spending some quality time with. You know, it's not very...
at least it's like lingerie. I'll know I'm wearing it.
Okay. It'll just make you feel better about yourself.
Right.
And then when you tell everybody else what you're wearing, they'll suggest therapy or something. But, hey, whatever works, whatever, you know, makes you feel good about yourself and keeps the smells at bay, I guess. I don't know. I still don't know about this charcoal thing you're talking about. But whatever works is okay by me. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis, who is on site at AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin today. He just texted me a picture of his buck naked airplane underwear. And Dennis, you realize I can't unsee this, right?
That's correct. That's why I did that.
Yeah. I hate you. All right.
See,
anyway,
it's got a drone on it. Come on, this is written
okay.
All over it.
All right. Anyway, there are some other things that they're doing so much at AirVenture this year. Pilot proficiency, is that the course that you actually went through yourself, or is that something else?
Nope, that is. On Sunday, they actually had a open call for CFIs to come in and get some free training on the Redbird simulators. Using EAA's scenarios that they've developed. So they've come up with four different scenarios for VFR and four for IFR pilots to come in and practice in the simulator. And so it was really a great opportunity to come in and sit down and look at, you know, how to talk to a pilot and, you know, get them to think about being proficient. One of the scenarios that we went through was taking off from a high-density altitude airport on a hot day in mountain terrain, and you get your clearance from air traffic control, and if you don't pay attention and read that there's a instrument departure procedure, you'll wind up hitting the mountain. So it's things like that that you want to let the students get in and, you know, put their clearance into the sim and take off like they would, and, you know, they're maybe flatlanders like you and I, and not used to flying in mountains like in Vermont or New Hampshire. So it gets people to think more about it, and the EAA has been promoting this as their Proficiency 365. So by training all of these instructors, we're able to go back to a simulator near you and have you go through these scenarios if you don't get a chance to go through them here at AirVenture. And so it's just another way to keep people current, active, and thinking and learning.
There you go. So how did you do? You didn't fly into the mountain, I assume, right?
No, I cheated. I read the all the literature ahead of time like you were supposed to. It's a good CFI.
Aha! Okay. See, if they really wanted to do good scenario, they'd put me in the co-pilot chair next to the CFI, where I would just kind of like constantly distract you.
But yeah, you'd be taking selfies like you did the whole way to the
Bahamas. Yeah, yeah. Next time. Next year, maybe. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Not my color or my style. I've always preferred flying a G4.
Will she fly?
She'll fly. Let's load her up and bring our friends home, shall we?
She flies.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis, who is on site at Air Venture 2019 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin today. All right, so Dennis, I know there's a lot going on at the Woodstock of Aviation, so we're just going to kind of meander through a few highlights that you've caught so far. We're recording the show early in the week here at the beginning of the event, and then next week we'll cover part two or the rest of the week and see how it progresses. But so far, so good. A lot of people putting out tons of press releases, electric flying vehicles and technology. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But first up, this involves Flight Sims technology as well, right? What do you got?
So ran into a company called CloudFlyt, FLYT, and they have a completely different take on the flight sim. You know, for people that want to do a flight simulator at home, usually you're building up an uber powerful computer with a high end graphics card and putting a fairly significant investment into hardware to get flight simulator. Mm-hmm. And these guys said, the 4K TVs you can get nowadays, you get a 50-inch TV for a couple $100 on Black Friday. What if we were to stream it like a set-top box, like you'd use a Roku or Apple TV, to watch your Netflix. And so they're using an NVIDIA Shield, which is just a off-the-shelf little set-top box to be able to stream a flight simulator directly to your big TV. Hmm. So now for the cost of a little set-top box and a yoke and a pair of pedals, you can practice at home.
How about
that? This is brilliant.
So
one more reason for Greg to, that you can practice at least and get involved with it, because we now got rid of all the simulator setup you have to deal with.
What type of set-top box are you talking about?
Well, it's called an NVIDIA Shield. That's mm-hmm. the name of the set-top box. So it's a generic one you can go pick up at your local Best Buy.
So you can do that, or eventually maybe they'll just put it on as an app, like on Apple TV or something maybe. I bet that's
maybe
where they're going to go eventually.
But NVIDIA is a lot more open mm-hmm. that you can plug a USB device into it, so they can get it to work with a joystick actual yoke and pedals, where the Apple TV really doesn't have a way to interface with peripherals other than
Bluetooth
now Xbox
and stuff
or,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty promising. Yeah, I mean, it'd be one way to keep from having to upgrade the software and stuff for your hardware every 6 months, because I'm having that issue, even though I haven't really turned my on lately. But that's another issue. But regardless, let's talk about some other stuff. Wait, are we up to the electric stuff now or no?
Oh, we can jump into that. Yeah, okay. I had a chance to meet with some of the folks at Ampere, and they have taken a Cessna 337, the Skymaster, the push-me-pull-you airplane. It's got a propeller in the front and one in the back and twin mm-hmm. booms, and it's a unique airplane. You probably, if you ever saw the movie Bat 2-1 with Gene Hackman, that was the airplane that he was flying in that during Vietnam. But that airplane is kind of unique because both engines are located on the center line instead of like a normal twin where they're out in the wings. And so they can shut off one engine or the other and it won't change the flight characteristics.
Hmm.
You won't have it pulling to one direction or the other. And so that's giving them the ability to test out this electric motor system that they have. So they replaced the rear engine with an electric motor and put a pod under the belly to hold the additional batteries. And they're able to take off with both engines running and shut either the gas or the electric down in flight. And they've been doing a lot of testing with it. And they're planning on taking the airplane now to Hawaii and doing additional testing over in the Pacific for whatever reasons. But yeah, it's just more and more effort being made to make the electric flight practical. They're trying and testing lots of different things, and it's just great to see that innovation going on.
Absolutely. So have you actually seen this aircraft on display then?
They didn't have it there in the booth. They had pictures and stuff of it. They're just as in the Innovation Center, they just didn't have room to be able to put a SkyMaster in there. But
Right. Now, I don't think you've seen it yet. We talked about it briefly before the show today, but I got this press release about this opener aircraft, which is like a first-generation manned vehicle that looks more like a personal flying drone that will fly you. They're making a bunch of noise, but you haven't actually seen this thing yet, right?
I don't think I saw the opener, but I saw several others. One that looked like, you know, the infamous jetpack, where it was just a whole bunch of electric motors with fans on it, kind of set up like in a belt. So I saw that one there. I saw another one that looked like a sled with a canopy on it that had a bunch of electric motors. I mean, there's just so many ideas and options for personal air vehicles that are going to be electrically powered.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one thing to have the drone thing on site with the big nets and stuff, but now they're making them where they're going to carry somebody. So they're going to have to make that area much bigger and put the people in there with the, with the netting and stuff or something. I mean, right now it looks like a giant batting cage, but if they start lifting people off the ground with these drones and these personal flying vehicles, that's going to be a whole new ball game, I think, right?
Well, I think if it's manned, they probably won't have to have it in the cage, but they probably should. They'll probably have it down in the center of the flight line and
I think they better have it in a cage, and they better have like a safety net at the bottom of the cage, if something goes haywire. I don't know. It'd be fun to watch though. I mean, that's the thing.
Sure would.
The technology is just getting crazy with these flying vehicles. So, Air Ventures, where they make a lot of announcements along these lines, it'll be you're just going to have to constantly be looking to the sky, I guess, and seeing if you see somebody, flying, floating above you and being, held up there by a, quadcopter or something. That could happen this week. You never know, right?
I would not be surprised in the least. There is so much going on. I mean, there's probably 150 different designs out there for various sorts of autonomous air vehicles like that. And, just like airplane designs, eventually it'll shake down to a couple basic designs. You'll have an engine on the front, you have two engines on the wings. If it's a business jet that's small, it'll probably have engines on the tail. And if it's an airliner, it's got engines under the wings. That's how things kind of shook out for our current airplanes. And I think we'll see some configurations that work really well, that are efficient, and everybody will kind of standardize around those. But right now it's throw anything at the wall and see what works. And, they're kind of letting it sort itself out as people innovate and try new things. And that's the whole spirit of EAA is, experiment, try things, look a little bit to the, don't go with the standard. This is what's off the shelf. Try something unique, try it different, and see if we can't make a revolution here.
Well, there
and that's
go.
What I see a lot of. I mean, look at all the different airplanes out in the home built area. There's so many different designs. They're not all looking like a Cessna.
Mm-hmm. So true. Yeah, that's the exciting part about going to an event like Air Venture. All right, so what else is catching your eye?
Well, I saw a safety thing that really kind of appealed to me. And my initial thought was, we got to get our buddy Dan to come talk to these guys. But it's called, I think it's Aether, Aithere, Inc. And they're putting together a remote set of sensors for your airplane to monitor things like your oxygen tank. So for people that are flying high in the mountains, you need to have oxygen above 12,500 feet if you're up there more than 30 minutes and that type of thing. Well, this guy was telling me that he ran into a situation where his oxygen tank in his airplane went, he ran out while flying with his kids. And he had no idea. He says, I've got sensors on this airplane that tell me every metric and parameter on my engine, but I had no idea that my oxygen tank was dry. And it scared him. And so he is putting together a whole bunch of interconnected sensors for carbon monoxide, for oxygen level. And he's even doing things like incorporating a pulse oximeter, you know, the thing to check your blood pressure, how much your oxygen's in your blood.
Right.
He's building it into the headset so it can read your blood saturation from your headset off your earlobe. So you don't have to have this thing clipped to your finger like a big clothespin. I think that's brilliant. And that's it all reports to an app.
All right. Yeah. So wait. So it's a little clip-on thing that clips to your headset so you don't have to have a specific headset to use it. But it attaches to your headset, and you just, what, pinch it on your earlobe from what you could tell, or what?
It looked like it might just press against your earlobe because you've already got the ear cup pushing against your ear. And right. So he's just built the sensor right into there, so you won't have anything having to clip on. And then it all connects to an app, so I don't see this being too far away that ForeFlight or something like that might have an integration to be able to pull that sensor data and put it right up in the app and warn you that, you know, warning your oxygen tank's at 25% or your blood saturation's drop below some threshold to give you a heads up before you get hypoxic.
That is too cool. And once again, these are the kind of things you find at an event like AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. More with Captain Dennis on site next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
We'll take this plane for example. This 80-ton chub of metal, seat cushions, and Bloody Mary mix has no right to be soaring through the sky, but along comes Newton and explains something about the airflow over the wing creating an uplift, none of which makes a lick of sense, but you got 82 passengers back there who believe it so fiercely, the plane continues its journey safely. Now, what's keeping us aloft? Faith? Or Newton?
If the plane goes down, damn, I'll remember where the love was found. If the plane goes down, down.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me. Let's hope that doesn't happen. We'll think more positive thoughts here as we cover AirVenture 2019 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That's where Captain Dennis is today and reporting accordingly. So, Dennis, I know, you know, you're envious of Captain Jim's new airplane, his RV-7, that paint job, that maroon and gray paint job. And you have been, I don't know, looking out for not necessarily a new paint job, but at least improving your VIN numbers for your aircraft. Is that right?
Well, it's the N numbers. Or actually,
N numbers. VIN numbers. Well, you might as well have them do your VIN numbers on your car, too. Why not have them throw it in? You think?
Yeah, make it harder to steal, right?
Yes. Your N numbers on your Mooney 201, which I assisted Captain Dennis when we went to the Bahamas a few months ago with duct tape, colored duct tape, just to make sure that we were legally allowed to come back in the U.S. With the proper size 12-inch letters and numerals. But it looked kind of cheesy. And when we pulled into Fort Lauderdale and cruised up next to this nice new Cessna SR-22.
That's a Cirrus SR-22.
Oh, yeah. What'd I say? Cessna, yeah.
Cessna.
It's even worse. Yeah. So we got up there and he kind of looked at us like, mm-hmm. Okay. I guess that works. But, yeah, we kind of had that look like, what are you guys doing, man? You look like amateurs. And it didn't really put off the right vibe, you know, because you and I are, you know, despite how we sound on the radio, we're kind of upstanding individuals, at least.
At least we try to play one on the radio. Oh,
right. Okay, we'll go with that. But, we didn't put out the best image with duct taped V numbers on the aircraft. But, hey, it worked. It got us there. As an engine, you can look at it both ways. They look like, hey, these guys are very creative, or they're kind of white trash, and they shouldn't be flying an aircraft. Either way, it doesn't matter. It worked for us, but we want to upgrade. We want to look the part. So you're talking to these guys about putting new N numbers on your aircraft, or what?
That's right. I talked to Craig Barnett. He's the CEO and founder of Scheme Designers, and they are probably the number one firm for designing a paint scheme for your airplane. Hmm. And I had asked him, I said, what would you do? And I showed him the pictures of our wonderful paint job with the duct tape.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I guess that worked. But yeah, you're right. It does look kind of weird with the numbers up on the top like that. So he took a look and started, you know, with a pen and paper, started scratching out an idea of a two-tone drop shadows and putting some additional white border around the numbers to break up the existing stripes that go through the fuselage. And, you know, it's actually not going to cost any more to have him cut the vinyl for me and design it than it would have just to order some generic ones off the web. And this way I know that they're going to work. Hmm. And so I think that's what we're going to wind up doing before the next trip overseas somewhere, just so we don't look like the white trash with the airplanes, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's what they do. That's what this company does is one of their services. They can do a complete paint job, or they can just do the N numbers and kind of look at your plane and like say, hey, we can cut the vinyl like this. Is that what they do?
That's exactly what they do. He even offered just to design the file for me and have it cut locally if I've got, you know, some friends that do that or a local business. But, you know, it might be easier just to let him do it and send me the final end numbers. So
yeah,
we're gonna talk to him before the end of the show here about getting something formalized and get that done, make the airplane look even a little nicer.
Very nice. Yeah, you don't need a new paint job all the way around regardless anyway, do you?
No, not yet. It still looks really good and still holding up well, but you know, at some point, we probably will want to design a custom just plain radio theme or something like that on there. Just, you know, be kind of fun to really own it with the just plain radio Mooney. And
well, when we get the new aircraft, the Quest Kodiak or the Cessna Grand Caravan that either of those manufacturers are going to give us as company vehicles, we might have to insist on a new specialized paint job. I mean, it would just go with just what you would expect, right?
It's only appropriate.
Yeah. So we got that. But you can find these guys at AirVenture, and they got a booth, whole thing, right?
Yep. Craig's really really easy to talk to, and they've got a lot of nice examples. You can look at an iPad that they got running showing a bunch of different screenshots of design they've done over the years. And, you know, if you go out and look on the flight line, I bet almost half of the airplanes that are out there have got their DNA underneath the design somewhere.
Very nice. All right. So Dennis is not alone. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody you meet there at AirVenture becomes family. But he actually is bringing his entire family to Oshkosh, Wisconsin this week. The kids are already there. Austin and, well, Abby's arriving in the next day. But they're both aviation. Well, they're getting into the industry. Austin is on his way to become a commercial pilot. So has he told you what he is planning to try to accomplish this week? Is he on a mission himself or what?
He's just wanting to just, you know, take a look at everything that's new and what's out there and just find out more. I mean, he's already, you know, well established in the aviation program. So for him, looking at, you know, different schools to attend, you know, he's already too far down that path. So
right.
He's just continuing to work on his networking more than anything. You know, a lot of the hangars have got booths with the various airlines and other career opportunities. So he's at a point now where he can, you know, start talking to them, because he'll be 2 more years, he'll be done with school. And in just a couple months, he'll be a CFI, MEI, and CFII.
Got it. All these accolades already, and he's well on his way to become a professional. And he's trying to distance himself from Just Plain Radio, which explains why he is on the show
today.
He's not here. And on that... No, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.